Confirm. I'm Lucia Cornwall Muhammad in Nairobi.
That was Lucia Cornwall Muhammad reporting on international border talks in Nairobi.
And that's just the kind of accurate, boring coverage we've grown to expect from NPR, isn't it, Naima?
It sure is, Charlton. You'll never hear anyone accuse National Public Radio of being fake news or claiming alternative facts, because frankly, we're not very competitive or entertaining.
All the more reason to give a call now and pledge your support of $5 or more to keep NPR running.
That's right, because we have no interest in pushing any particular agenda. We have zero advertisers interested in sponsoring us.
And I see we have a caller on the line right now who would like to make a one-time donation. Fred, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Fred. You're on the air. You had a thought?
Oh, yeah. I want to ask y'all, what am I supposed to be scared of?
What do you mean, Fred?
Well, you know, I watch the thing on TV, and they always tell me I'm supposed to be scared of this and scared of that, and I listen to y'all, and I just can't figure it out. I don't know.
Well, Fred, it's not our job to tell you how to feel, only to present the facts.
Okay, then. I'm just going to go back and watch TV, then.
Alrighty. Let's take another call. Hello, Joshua from Brooklyn.
Yes, hi. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Don't you mean long-time listener, first-time caller?
Why doesn't anybody listen to me? I have ideas too.
Okay, I think we have time for one more caller before we send it over to Car Talk. Car Talk is still on NPR for some reason. Hello, Linda from Minneapolis.
Oh, hello. Could you be a TV channel instead?
Okay, and what does that bring our total monthly contributions tally to, Tedward?
$6?
Well, that does not bode well for NPR's future.
You're listening to NPR, a no longer public radio.
Brought to you almost exclusively by ExxonMobil.
Well, that didn't help.